to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Heavenly Father, let's extend our thoughts in union as we work to enrich the lives of our residents. Let our deliberations be free of rancor and filled with the concern of others rather than ourselves. Let us pine beyond the obvious that we might protect our neighbor from the unintended consequences of the shallow fall. Let us remember that we are the people's servant, not they ours. Let us proceed in peace. Amen.
Amen. All right. Good evening and welcome to this evening's adjourned September meeting for January 7th, 2020 of the Kendall County Board at 6 p.m. May I have a roll call, please?
Ms. Sussex?
Present.
Ms. Flowers?
Present.
Mr. Gangler?
Here.
Mr. Giles?
Here.
Ms. Gilmore?
Here.
Mr. Grader?
Here.
Ms. Hendricks?
She will not be here.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Here.
Ms. Vickers?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. With a quorum being present, may I have a motion to approve the agenda as written?
So moved.
Motion by Prochaska.
Second.
Seconded by Gilmore. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. All right. Now I would like to do some special recognition. First up would be, let's see, who I have in my list, the Newark girls volleyball team for winning first place in the 2019 IHSA Class 1A State Championship. I feel like we just did this. You guys getting used to this. I like it. Let's see, I got a couple of comments, I think, here. So you guys had a 41-2 regular season, is that right? Or is that the whole thing? The complete season of 41-2, and once again brought home the trophy back to Kendall County and to Newark, and we're very proud of you. And I want to just mention everybody, and then if you would stand up, and I don't know if anybody wants to say any words as well. But this year, the 2019 team consists of head coach Tanya Grayson, senior Kenna Borden, junior Taylor Christian, junior Caitlin Hatterberg. I've seen some of these juniors. Maybe we'll do a three-peat. Is that, Alexis Long, Sr., Maddie Malone, Jr., Maggie Scott, Sr., Naomi Sweeney, Sr., Cassidy Adams, Jr., Maddie Chapman, Sr., Kirsten Freestead, Sophomore. All right, four-peat. Alexis Lurie, Sr., Morgan Long, Jr., Isabella Marmo, Jr., Mariah Smith, did I say that right, Mariah? You're a senior, and Megan Williams, a sophomore as well. So congratulations, and job well done. I'd like to present you guys with a plaque as well.
Yeah, we added a new member of the team.
Yes. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Again,
thank you
great
very
to see
much.
You guys again.
Thank you very much. Come on, girls. Okay, I don't do pictures yeah. by myself.
Yeah, can we get one? Like we did last year with the team?
Yeah.
And the coach? Yeah. Mr. Grider? You guys ready?
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Can I take a picture?
I know what they did to us.
She did.
You're older.
Sure.
It This tiny, isn't it?
I also wanted to recognize the Kendall County Oswego Co-op Girls Swim and Dive Team for placing third in the 2019 combined IHSA State Championship. I also had a couple other recognitions from that team. Let's see. Is anyone here from the relay team? Is there Corinne Geist, Grace Cooper, Molly Lubner, or Lauren Willie? They got second place as a 400 relay team. Third place for a 200 relay team as well was Michaela Jasek, Molly Lubner, Alexis Sadorsky, and Grace Cooper. And then there also was a sixth place finish for Lauren in the 100-meter breaststroke. Seventh place for Lauren in the 200-meter, Tony, it says a free. Would that be freestyle?
Yep.
You're my swimming expert. Eighth place, Alex Sadorsky, 200 individual medley, and then 12th place, Skylar Ruggles, 100 backstroke, 100-meter backstroke. So great job for the Oswego Girls Co-op Swim and Dive Team. And I know, I have a list of a few members from Oswego High School. Are you here? Is there anybody from Oswego here? Mm-hmm. Did they make it? Okay. And then Chris Mahochko, I saw you somewhere.
I know, he's
you're trying to hide back there. I'd like you to, do you want to say anything on behalf of these, either of these schools? You want to wish their well wishes?
It's very cool that my fellow churchgoing Megan Williams is a friend of our families, and it's just really cool to watch her and the Chapmans grow up together and play. And it's, again, I'm just excited for our schools. And by the way, what you're recognizing now is being pressured on Grundy County to start doing that with our county schools in Grundy. It's really cool that you guys are doing this. I appreciate it. I just do the background stuff. It's Mrs. Smith, and it's these girls, and it's these coaches that do all the work, and they deserve the credit, and thank you for doing that for them. It really is pretty cool. So thank you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I want to thank my board, because several of you have come to me, you know, as well to say, hey, you know what, this is important for us to recognize. And, you know, last month we recognized two perfect scores on the ACT, which was phenomenal as well. And
that's really cool.
Yeah, that's really neat. And Amy Smith, I didn't recognize you. Are you? Yeah, sorry. Apologies. The Newark Community High School District 18 superintendent. So thank you for coming out as well. And something to be very proud of. You know, it takes a lot of hard work to be able to do this. And you know, here in Kendall County, we're proud of you guys, and even more from Newark. You know, it's just something that we're all very happy about as well. So we've got some Scott. What do we have upstairs?
Refreshments. We've got some juice and cake and cupcakes.
So those of you that were here last year, you know where to find it. It's up the stairs and upstairs. We hope to do this again next year, and let's keep it going. No pressure, but we're all watching now. So congratulations, and we'll take probably a 10-minute break, and then we'll start back up with the rest of our meeting.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Session. Public comment. Is there anyone? Come on up, and you'll have 5 minutes for the record.
It was a federal draw thing.
Just say your name.
Levi Gotti, New York.
Hey, Levi.
Ladies and gentlemen of the County Board, this evening I come before you not only as a citizen of Kendall County, but as someone who has volunteered their time to assist the Kendall County Emergency Management Agency and the County of Kendall for the past decade. I'm addressing you tonight about the potential posting for a full-time county emergency manager. First of all, I would like to applaud the County Board, the Admin HR Committee, and County Administration as a whole for taking the steps to move the county's emergency manager from a part-time stipend-based position to a full-time position. In my experiences over the past 10 years, I wholeheartedly believe that this is absolutely necessary and, quite frankly, long overdue, given the massive growth of the county population in the last 20 years. Having a full-time employee that is solely dedicated to emergency preparedness and response and mitigation will not only allow the county government to better address any emergency situations that may arise in the future, but will also allow the county to expand its emergency management program beyond what has ever been possible in the past. With that being said, as I reviewed the admin HR briefing notes, I noticed that there was some discussion of whether this position should be a coordinator or a director. The decision was that the title of coordinator was more appropriate given that the position would not have supervisory responsibility. I urge the board to reconsider this position. Over the years, EMA has relied on a large cadre of volunteers to be able to deliver its services. From the extensive hours put in by the search and rescue volunteers every year in locating missing persons, to the literal hundreds of man hours put in by the volunteers during disaster situations, such as the floods in 2008 and 2013, where we worked day and night to help the county recover, it's taken dozens of people to be successful over the years. In emergency management, there's no truer phrase than, it takes a village. It would be impossible for one human being to complete the EMA's mission by themselves. The EMA coordinator or director has always been responsible for the direction and control of many volunteers that help him or her do their job effectively, and this absolutely should not change going forward. Finally, while reviewing the attached job description, I also noted that the proposed minimum education requirement states that a bachelor's degree is required in certain fields. I feel as though this would be a misstep, and strongly urge you to reconsider that as well. Just looking locally, the emergency management directors of Kane County, Grundy County, and LaSalle County would not even be able to satisfy this requirement, with the LaSalle County director only having an associate's degree in nursing, and the other two having no formal degree whatsoever. I believe that there are many wonderful qualified candidates out there who would be a great fit who might be dissuaded by this requirement. Again, in closing, thank you again for considering this change to a full-time emergency manager, and I hope to see this bring many good things to the citizens of Kendall County in the future. Thank you.
Thank you.
He's stopping the time.
Yeah, otherwise it will go off and...
The dog starts barking.
Anyone else for public comment? Okay. Consent agenda. May I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So moved.
Motion by Giles.
Second.
Seconded by Sesich. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Roll call.
I'm sorry, roll call. Thank you.
Getting back in the swing.
Not now.
Yes.
Ms. Flowers.
Aye.
Mr. Gangler.
Yes.
Mr. Giles.
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore.
Yes.
Mr. Grader.
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg.
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska.
Yes.
Ms. Vickers.
Yes.
All eyes. Thank you. Old business. New business. Executive session. Okay, we'll do that at the end. Standing committee reports. Liz, admin HR.
I would like a motion to approve the EMA coordinator job description.
So moved.
Motion by Gilmore.
Second.
Seconded by Sesich. Scott?
Just want to note, I handed out a copy of the job description. We had inadvertently sent Debbie an earlier version of the job description. The one that was approved at HR admin with state's attorney's updates is on your desk as a separate printout.
How does this differ from what was in our packet?
There's some slight changes. It's mostly grammatical and then cleaning up some phrasing, but the meat and potatoes is very similar.
So we're keeping the...
Mr. Prochaska?
Oh, sorry.
Going to say, we did not discuss the education requirement that we put in there in committee. Given what we heard from the public comment, if that's the case, that even some of our area EMA directors wouldn't qualify, I would be fine with changing it to or equivalent experience and putting that, adding the equivalent in there.
Ms. Hassage?
So that's what I was just going to ask about. Are we going to go ahead? It says a minimum of a bachelor's degree in management, fire sciences, law enforcement, public safety, or public administration. It says a minimum requirement is, you know, perhaps we could change it then. So what did you want to change it to?
I would suggest putting a bachelor's degree in management, et cetera, as preferred. You did this on a different one a couple years ago where we still listed those as something we would like to see and prefer, that it left us open if somebody was qualified. Because we discussed then the equivalent, then we were trying to figure out how we would define that. So
we could say preferred or experience in these fields. So maybe if we can kind of change that language around a little bit, Scott?
We could say... is preferred, or we could say, or administrative, or you know, work experience is preferred.
Take out the minimum requirement for bachelor's.
Yeah.
And then replace it with,
actually. Because, Levi, you said, right, that is it Kane?
It's Kane, Grundy, and LaSalle.
Okay.
Ms. Prochaska?
It's appropriate.
I'd like to make a motion to amend the job description to, under E, the first bullet point, A, a bachelor's degree in management, fire science, law enforcement, public safety, or public administration is preferred.
Second.
What about, somebody had mentioned the equivalent
work experience.
Work experience, or you
could
don't want to?
Could we say, or equivalent work experience?
Preferred leaves it open.
Preferred leaves it open.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess we can have that discussion. There's a motion to amend the job description for the emergency management position, changing item E to a bachelor's degree in management, fire sciences, law enforcement, public safety, or public administration is preferred. Is there any discussion on that? Okay. Can I have a roll call as to the motion?
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Essich?
Yes.
All ayes. Mr. Prochaska, did you have a comment?
I'm going to follow up on the other comment that was made in public comment. Mr. Keppel, when we discussed in committee making it an emergency management coordinator as opposed to the director, it was the note we decided to keep it as a coordinator because there was no direct full-time supervision?
Yes. That was the direction the committee had from last. We actually discussed it again last night and discussed it when we originally had the job description before the committee, and the decision was to have it be a coordinator because there isn't a department, and usually you think of a department head as a director that supervises full-time staff. However, either way made sense to me the whole time. We were just, when we post it, we wanted to have and people are looking at to apply, we wanted to make sure, we wanted to identify it as such.
And so I think that makes a lot of sense because there isn't anyone
they call
directly under this particular position that they're going to supervise directly in terms of staff.
Ms. Sessage.
Do they call them coordinators in Kane and the other counties? Levi, do you know?
They are directors in all three counties.
Do we think that Vickers? Calling it coordinator will hurt our chances of finding a good pool of candidates?
Do you want to approach?
Yeah, come on up.
I guess come on you, back,
you've become our expert on this topic, so. Although I know, Scott, you've done a lot of research as well.
Yeah, I mean, McHenry has staff. They have, I think, 5 full-time staff. Kane has multiple people. I know that I've talked to McLean County. They have, I think, 3 or like 2 full-time, 1 part-time. So in most other ones, and Grundy has multiple people, mostly because they have the nuke money. So they can have a lot more funding than we do available for it. So that was the approach that I took, was just thinking that it was, just differentiating from a director. And that was to start off from that point. But again, it could help us with recruitment as well, and put it at the same level as when you're thinking about it as a board, like as Jim or IT director. So that's the thought process you have to have there. I'm absolutely open to either one. That was the thought process from the committee.
Currently in Kane County, I know that they previously had a deputy director and director. Now they only have a director, but that may be a temporary thing. The thought process behind my comments were more of how it appears to the volunteers that are the meat and potatoes of the daily work, and also when you actually go out for candidates, if you have a very well-qualified candidate, they may be less inclined to go for a coordinator spot, whereas director does kind of convey the importance of the position. Again, I don't disagree with anything that Mr. Keppel said, though. As far as coordinator, I understand the difference in the definition, by all means. It's just, like on a LinkedIn, if you were to see that pop up versus a coordinator, it may garner you some better interest.
Position and title,
Judy?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to change the wording from coordinator to director.
Second.
Motion by Gilmore, seconded by Vickers to amend the title of the job description from emergency management coordinator to emergency management director. Any discussion on this?
Makes sense.
Can I have a roll call on that? Motion.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Essich?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Yes.
All ayes as to that motion. Any further discussion? Otherwise, Mr. Keppel.
One thing else I wanted to note is that this does need to be appointed by the county board chair with advice and consent of the county board. So once we get through the selection process and get a candidate, it'll come back to the full board. Just to make everyone aware, that was something I wasn't positive of yet last night. Tracy helped out to get that information.
So there are, I'll do a roll call on the overall motion or job description, which includes the two motions. The first one was a change to item E under education experience to a bachelor's degree in management, fire sciences, law enforcement, public safety, public administration is preferred, and the title is now emergency management director. Can I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sussage?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Yes.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
All ayes. Thank you, and thank you, Scott, for your work in that, and Levi, for your comments there tonight, too. Got one more, I think, Liz.
Yep. And I need a motion to approve the updated Administrative Services Departmental Organizational Chart.
So moved.
Motion by Gilmore, seconded by Prochaska. Scott?
And I guess that's going to have to get updated, too. Yeah.
Scott?
That was so the major change is the addition of the emergency management underneath county administrator, which is with the board on top still. And then the coordinator position would need to be updated now.
To director.
And then also under PBZ, I'll note that there's the part-time staff and then also the new code compliance who will be starting next week, hopefully.
Are you ready to make an announcement on that?
I'd rather wait till everything's done, I-9's done and all that. But then we'll be happy to introduce the person that the committee of the whole or PBZ committee.
Okay.
Oh, so I saw a hand over here.
Yeah, so we need to amend that to director.
Oh, okay. Mr. Prochaska?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to change coordinator to director under the Emergency Management Agency.
The organization chair.
Motion by Prochaska, seconded by Kellogg. Any other discussion on this? Otherwise, roll call.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grider?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sussage?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
All ayes. Thank you. Thanks, Liz.
Thank you.
Facilities, Mr. Kellogg.
The vote on the chair.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was on the motion. now we need to vote on the overall organizational chart with the change to the name of the emergency management agency from coordinator to director. Roll call to that, please.
Mr. Grider?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sussage?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
All ayes. Thank you. Now, Mr. Kellogg.
Yeah, I'd like a motion to approve the lease agreement between County of Kendall and Mutual Grounds for room #PA-25 at Kendall County Courthouse from December 1st, 2019 to November 30th, 2021 with 2 one-year options and amount not to exceed an amount of $1,600 per month.
Second.
Motion by Kellogg, seconded by Sussage.
Yep, this has come through facilities. We discussed it last year. Our state's attorney that's here helped write this up, and there'll be another memorandum coming up to offset from that payment for the next item. So.
Okay, do you want to talk about the whole thing now, or do you want to wait until?
Are there any questions about it, or?
Eric, do you have anything to add?
Well, they're going to move out of the gun closet. That's the good one. We've been working on it. This is the old civil process room, if you haven't been in there. We started using it for the domestic violence response team already, so it's a part and parcel. They're going to use part, and Mutual Ground will use the other part for their facility. It'll be a secure facility, so it'll be swipe cards in and out. They'll be able to meet in private. It's got at least one meeting room and then a separate area where they can have a second meeting area with another victim at the same time. So it covers their needs and gives us a little bit more privacy than being right in that front walkway where everybody can see them waiting. To do those things, so that will expand, and they do have another person starting Monday, I think it is, from Mutual Ground, that'll be there full time as well. So, win for everybody.
Yeah, this is a really important thing for the county, and Eric, you worked on this years ago, just to get the gun closet opened.
I seem to be able to find space in the courthouse. I'm not sure how or why, but for other people.
Yeah, so.
Not me.
Not you.
So I'm glad to see them here. They've been a great addition to being here, and it's about time we get them to a spot where they can actually have some room to meet with people that they need to do and do the work that they need to do, as opposed to being in that not as friendly but available space that is available at the time. Right.
any other comments on this? Otherwise,
no, it's excellent, long overdue. So thankful to Eric for, you know, I think being diligent on this. So. And we've talked about it quite a bit, facilities, and so we're glad it's finally, you know, come here so that we can vote on it and you know, get them going. So it's a good thing.
Roll call.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sesich?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes. All ayes.
I'll make a motion to approve a memorandum of understanding between the County of Kendall and Mutual Grounds regarding rent payments and monthly donation.
Second.
And this one.
Motion by Kellogg, seconded by Sesich.
This MOU will create a donation back to cover the rent, so it becomes a no cost for Mutual Grounds. And they're providing benefits to the county that otherwise we'd probably have to hire staff to do, so it makes sense.
Thank you for working through that. I know that that's been something in the works for a while. So I think this is, again, as I said before, just a really important thing for Kendall County. Yeah, like, Mr.
It's been brought to me a couple times how great it is to have them in the building at the courthouse where they can be there to help. And it's convenient to have it there in the building. And so that this is a really positive thing. And giving them that better space is great, too. So. Only ever positive stuff about this relationship.
Thanks, Scott. Roll call.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sesich?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
All ayes. Thank you.
There's just one more thing. It won't be on this meeting because we want to make sure it passed. We did the same thing with civil process. There is an agreement. The space we're using is actually the public defender's space in the build-out, the original design of the building. Excuse me. We have that understanding that if the public defender's office needs that space at some point, it would revert back to the public defender. So we'll have an MOU ready to go for your next meeting just to approve that with the chief judge, public defender, as well as the county to understand that in the event that the public defender, or current one or the next one, needs that space, that it doesn't revert to the county, it reverts back to the public defender, because that's their shell space, just as everyone has a shell space in that building, but it's being used for other things. They are not in need of it now, and they won't probably be needing it anytime soon, but they just want to make sure there's a record of that out there. And we did that with the sheriff when we did the civil process, so we'll be bringing that the next meeting too, just to be advised.
Thank you. Mr. Ganga.
Let's say in the not so immediate future they need that space. Is there other space available in the courthouse?
Yeah, there's other shell space that's available. Without having the problem with the shell space is it's not built out, so it would require a lot more effort. That was an old grand jury room, and it was actually a courtroom at one point, so it has all the walls, electricity, wiring, carpet, and everything's already there. So if we had to move them somewhere else, you'd probably be looking at actually having to build out part of a shell space. There are spots to do that. All the shell space obviously not being used without going to the second floor.
Okay. But the first floor is all assigned per the blueprint?
Correct. It was all assigned at the time we did the actual building dedication back in 2010. I have an area that's a shell space for the state attorney's office. I personally don't. But the state attorney's office does. The clerk does. Judiciary has theirs. Public defender did not have a separate shell space in there. They had the area that was designated as courtroom four at one point, and where civil process is.
So as we oversee the building, the blueprint from 10 years ago determines who's in charge of the space, or how it applies that?
It was always, when we went, yes and no. And of course, it's a great legal answer. when the agreement to use the civil process was a decision between the public defender who reports to the chief judge. Chief judge was, I'm okay with giving this space, but I don't want to lose it down the road, saying like we forfeited that space and I have to find another spot for the public defender's office. And that's why nobody in their shell space wants to give up anything they have because they worked hard to get it.
Well, I've been through there. There's a lot of squatters in there.
There's a lot of everything in those places, yes. Mm-hmm. But the intent was if the public defender's office needed it, that they wouldn't have to go look for someplace right. else, that Mutual Ground or Civil Process or whoever has been in there over the years, we would move them somewhere else, and the public defender would maintain that central location to their other office. It's literally next door, which makes sense. It was a cost-saving measure to do it this way because, again, it was already built out. Mm-hmm. We literally just bring in a couple of desks and chairs in. All the wiring's there. We don't have to build anything. If we were to take, for example, Court Services end of their building, build out, we'd have to start with walls and ceilings and electrical yeah. and all this stuff. So, in essence, if they really need it, and I don't anticipate that anytime soon because their caseload's based on our caseloads, I don't see them needing it anytime in the near future, but they wanted to make sure that there was an understanding that we all agree this is what was going to happen, just as they did when the sheriff's office moved in. I don't know if that answers the question or makes it more confusing, but that was the intent.
Well, my concern is more of a precedent on all the other space that's sitting there open that
it's not,
could have a better use without spending.
I'll use mine as the state's attorney space. It's not, there's no legal basis for me to say it's the state's attorney space, but that was the intent.
Yeah.
Of the board when they built it, and the judge and the sheriff, the state's attorney to put it that way, and trying to maintain that consistency. We wanted to make sure it stayed that way, that it wasn't like a, I'll never need it, so it's not ours anymore. If we need it, it goes back to the original intent, unless there's an agreement to do something else.
Okay. Yeah. We'll vote on that later.
There's a lot of, and there's a lot of things when that comes to that, but yeah.
Other comments? All right, thank you. Special committee reports. Chris Mahoshko was here for the Regional Office of Education reports, but it looks like he's disappeared. Scott Gengler, you talked to him at length. Did he have anything to add? Scott Keppel, did he leave us?
Chris submitted his reports. They're in the packet. He doesn't love to do long presentations, but he said he'd be happy to answer any questions if you had any for him. So.
Sure. I put it in there just so that everybody can see the annual report, and then you know, as Scott said, it if you have questions for Chris, he's always available,
very accessible.
Yeah. All right, other business, chairman's report, nothing, public comment, questions from the press.
Jim Lyman, WSBY. So Mutual Ground is not really paying anything. There's a donation that goes back to them from the county.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome. There is a need for executive session for the purpose of.
Collective negotiating matters between the public body and its employees or their representatives, or deliberations concerning salary schedules for one or more classes of employees.
We have a motion to that extent. So motion by Prochaska, seconded by Vickers. All in favor? Oh, I got to do a roll call. Shaking off the cobwebs from the holiday break.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sessage?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gengler?
Yes.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Is he in a box over there? It's a muffled yes.
I know.
All right, we are back in regular session. May I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Motion by Flowers, seconded by Giles. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you.